This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. California is about to go bankrupt. I mean, they will run out of money. They will no longer be able to make payments, not pension payments, not entitlement payments, not unemployment payments. This is about to happen imminently. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. It's mid-July. Thank you for joining me for this emergency podcast update. We're hearing from many sources, and a lot of this is easy to confirm online. California, for example, is months behind on unemployment checks right now. There are millions of Californians who are waiting for unemployment checks to the point where even the Democrat state lawmakers are pulling their hair out, screaming about the delays in the unemployment checks. What they don't realize is that the delays are deliberate because California doesn't have the money. California is bankrupt and they've run out of cash. And unlike the Federal Reserve that can just print new money, California can't print new money. They have to confiscate it from someone. And with the COVID-19 lockdowns and the crash in property taxes and the crash in all kinds of revenues, you know, not just residential property taxes, but commercial as well, California has rapidly collided with a cash flow crisis. In order to try to resolve this, Governor Newsom reached out to China to get a $1 trillion loan from China. But according to reporting from Dave Hodges and others, Trump was able to intervene and prevent that loan from taking place. You see, Governor Newsom is a communist. He's an anti-American, treasonous, seditious traitor. He wanted money from China, and he was going to further compromise the United States of America in selling out to China so he could get that money from China to make the payments that he needs to make so that he could stay in power. But that was thwarted. And now Governor Newsom might be only weeks away from being arrested for treason, for crimes against America, and also for financial fraud. You see, Governor Newsom has been involved in a money laundering operation as well, a money laundering operation where he has been wiring money to China, that is California taxpayer money, just one that's been affirmed in the media, including in the Los Angeles Times, was $500 million that he sent to China. He sent it to an electric car company in China, and he said it was for masks, N95 masks. Well, no one has seen those masks. There wasn't a purchase order. It was a totally bogus deal. But in exchange for that, China has been laundering the money and then sending it back to Newsom and his cronies, where Newsom is currently staying in power by bribing all the top officials in California. California is completely corrupt. It's a one-party state, all run by Democrats, and every last one of them is corrupt. They are total criminals. They're all getting massive payouts and kickbacks just to try to keep the system going and to not blow the whistle about what's really happening. California is a microcosm of the Democrats. The Democrats are corrupt, treasonous traitors nationwide. Anybody that has power with a D next to their name is an absolute criminal. If they're a lawmaker, a senator, member of Congress, a mayor, a governor, and they have a D next to their name, trust me, they should be arrested, prosecuted for treason, and probably put in prison for life. They are that corrupt and that evil. There are no exceptions to this rule at this point, and California just really exemplifies it now. But here's the upshot of all this, why it affects people who don't even live in California. An enormous portion of the U.S. food supply comes out of California, the Central Valley. So in the winter months in the United States, I've heard that for certain crops, as much as 70% of the supply in grocery stores across America comes from California. Now, that's not for every crop, just for certain crops. We also get a lot of food from Chile, obviously in Central and South America during the winter months, but a lot of it comes from California. California is the fruit and vegetable and nut capital of America, everything from, you know, almonds to grocery vegetables and so on, lots of different fruits. If California suffers the economic collapse that looks imminent, it's going to be so chaotic there that there will be even more disruptions in the food supply. So if you thought your food supply was in bad shape now, if you thought it was hard to get certain things at the grocery store. Now wait until California collapses. It's going to get much worse. And this is why everybody needs to be prepared with more food, you know, more stored food, more gardening, more skills and experience growing your own food, being ready for the mass famine that's going to come to America, not just from the collapse of California, but from many other events that are being put into place to cause a food crisis. It's all coming. So be prepared. And check out my new report. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's coming out soon. It's free. You just subscribe to the Natural News email newsletter, which is also free, and you'll be able to download this as an audiobook, audio files, and a PDF, all free of charge, tells you how to survive this collapse that's coming. It's already underway, and it's going to get a lot worse. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.